Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks.
So there we go.
Sorry, Facebook people. We are live now with audio.
Sorry, Instagram. You get to hear us twice.
Yep. So here we are to answer your questions.
All right. We have news stories and questions and highlighted listings and quotes. Do you have a quote
yes,
for today?
Yes, I do.
All right. We are ready to go.
Yeah, so if you're live with us, you can comment or message us, and we will answer your questions on Instagram or Facebook. So don't be shy. Put your name out there. Put your questions. There is no stupid questions. Only dumb ones. So. all right, what's our news stories?
I don't know. We got a couple good ones. My big one was Indiana University beat Penn State football last weekend.
That was a really good game.
Yes, it was like the highlight. Although I did have someone tell me this week that that was like our only big win of the year. We might as well forget about any from now on.
Well,
I'm not accepting
that. No, that's a turnaround.
That's
the turnaround.
Right. So IU jumped up to number 17 in the rankings now.
Whoa.
I don't know. That doesn't happen very often, so I don't know what to think of that.
Yeah.
Hopefully they play good this weekend, too.
I have faith in them. They're like my fantasy football team. If I win every single game from here on out, there is a chance. So I feel for them. I think that if they can win every game from here on out, they might go somewhere. I don't know where, but they might go somewhere.
I have faith in Indiana too, but I was having a little more faith in them than your fantasy football.
Yeah, probably.
Just joking. I don't know. Anyway, and the Dodgers won the World Series last night. My question is, did anybody watch the World Series last night?
No.
I didn't watch it. You didn't watch
it? Did they let any fans in? Because the last time I saw a baseball game, it was completely empty.
I don't know if they did or not.
It's kind of funny.
But yeah. I think they were definitely down on their viewership, but I don't know how far down.
See, that's the thing with baseball. They can't really afford to send their fans away because they won't have any fans. They're struggling as it is. Well, anyway, I have one other news story.
Okay.
I was going to say 1 week from today, but that would be too late. You need to go vote. You got till Tuesday of next week to vote. So
there you go.
That's my news story. Get out there and vote.
That's a news story.
If you don't vote, I don't want to hear you complaining in the next 4 years that it didn't go the way you wanted.
And if you do vote, we don't want to hear you
exactly. Either way, we don't want to hear you complaining.
But go vote anyway.
Go vote. All right, what are our questions?
Okay, questions. I'll start with the first one. What is the first step to the home buying process? Uh-oh. Don't tell me. Did you do our questions yet?
Here's our questions. That way you can read along with us.
Okay. What is the first step to the home buying process? What we're going to say, and you may get varying answers to this question, but ours would be go to your lender and get a pre-approval letter.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're really wanting to buy and you do not have your lending in order, then it is going to be an issue when you go to put in an offer. So figure out who you're going to use as your lender, whether it be a local bank or a mortgage company or whatever be the case. Get yourself a pre-approval letter and then pick the realtor that you want to work with. And you can get Ethan and I's number off our website in case you're wondering what our phone number is.
Yes. Yep, you sure can.
Okay.
Next question. Number two, how much do I have to pay my realtor when I'm looking to buy a house? This varies. I don't know what Trent charges, but I normally charge like $50 a house, and you can pay me in a gift card or cash, either one. No, it is totally free for you to use a realtor to look for a house. At least it's in our office, it's free. I guess there are some realtors that could charge you extra, but it's not against the law for them to do that. But for the most part, it is completely free for you to use a real estate agent to go out and look at homes and purchase a home. They will walk you through the process and fill out all the forms and get you that home for free, because it is the sellers who pay for the real estate agents. And again, there's always exceptions to that rule, but that is for the most part the case.
There you go. Although we do take bribes, like, you know, cookies or desserts, bribes. You know.
Are you going on the record saying you take bribes?
To show a house. Yeah. Oh, no. It's like Ethan said, we don't charge anything, but we just love to show homes.
I'm going to be honest here. I don't really want your cookies. I have a thing where I will not probably eat the cookies you give me. Nothing against you.
You do?
Yeah, I kind of want them prepackaged.
Really?
I'm a little OCD about that. I'm probably not going to eat any cookies you bake me. So
you're kind of picky.
Unless it has Oreo written on it. I will eat those.
Okay, what are the most important things to know when I move into my first home? That's a good question. There's a long list of things you should know. I would say the first thing would be know that you had your electric and your utilities turned on. Because if you didn't, it might be uncomfortable when you move in that home, especially this time of year. But you want to know how to turn off your main panel in your house. So if you have electrical issues, you know how to turn the power off, and how to turn off the main water. So if you have any kind of a water leak or issue, you can turn them off until you get help there. So I would say make sure your utilities and your power are all on, and then make sure you know how to turn your main things off, like water, electric, those type of things. So yeah. What do you think with that?
I was just going to also mention, make sure you have a key. That would be bad if you're trying
That's
to move
true.
Into your
you
home and
key.
You don't have a key. So there you go.
That would be bad.
Okay, let's see. Next question. What do I do if my offer is rejected on the home I really want? Well, it depends on what the situation is, but if they have not accepted another offer on that house, then you can offer again. And this time you'll probably have to offer a little bit more. Oh, there goes a car in the back. Let's take a moment of silence to look at that. Okay. You talk to your real estate agent. It varies case by case, but if the house is not under contract, you can offer again. There is no limit to the number of times you can offer on a house and get rejected.
And you love that.
Yeah. Your feelings might get hurt after, you know, the second or third time, but your real estate agent should be able to help you. And if they did pick somebody else besides you, there will always be another house, probably. So keep that in the back of your mind.
Never heard that. Always, probably.
Yes.
Okay. How fast can I move in if my offer is accepted? There you go. That's a good question, too. Did you offer in cash? Are you doing a government loan? Are you doing a conventional loan?
I have no idea.
Are you using a hard money lender? What are you doing?
But I don't know.
Depending on which type of financing you have, definitely affects how fast you can move in. If you get an offer accepted on a cash deal and everybody wants to get it moving fast, you can potentially close within a couple weeks. The most common time frame would be 40, 45 days, somewhere in that range. Some banks will close as quick as 30. A lot of government loans will not close any faster than 45. So it all depends on the situation. So that's something you want to talk to your realtor about before you put in the offer, because that may affect whether you can get moved or not if you have to be out of your current location at a certain time.
Mm-hmm. I remember, and it's not the case now, but what was it, maybe like 3 years ago, 4 years ago, the government had an issue with approving the, I think it was USDA loans or some sort of loans, and man, it got up to like, it was like 60 days for them to get those loans closed. Luckily, we're not in that predicament anymore, but Oh, the next question I will tackle. I'm sorry, I lost where we were. What
Number
are we
six.
On? Number six. Do I have to have money saved up to buy a house? Yes, you do. Even if it's a 0% down, we've talked about this over and over and over and over if you would have been listening to our other podcasts. But yes, you have to at least have some money to cover home inspections, the bank fees, closing fees if they're going to charge you any, and you also need to have some extra just in there for any repairs, any moving costs, anything like that. So we and earnest money. So we always recommend that you have, I would say, at least $1,000 or $2,000 in your savings to buy a house. But can you scrape by with less than that? Possibly, but we don't recommend it.
Okay. Why should I worry about who I use as a realtor? We've talked about this one before, too. Because you wouldn't get to see Ethan and I's smiling face if you didn't use us. What else could you ask for?
Now, yeah.
On true. Top of that, if you don't have a realtor who's looking out for your own interests, then you could end up being in a bad situation. Every deal has obstacles to work through, and you want someone who is there to help you and not just help themselves, which if they're representing the seller, that can be a bad situation.
Yes.
So definitely, it's like everything else you do in life, make sure the realtor you're working with is someone you feel comfortable with and you have confidence in. Or if you do not have that with the realtor you've been using, then find a different realtor for sure.
Yeah, one thing too I would mention is make sure one way to spot a real estate agent you should probably not be working with is if they are more concerned about getting you to complete a transaction than get what you want out of your house or protect you as a client, whether or not that means they get a commission check. So if you feel like you have a real estate agent that keeps pressuring you to buy and it's not the house you want, maybe it's time to find a different realtor because they might just be wanting to close so they can get paid versus trying to actually help you. Or if you are a real pain of a customer, then it could be that you need the help. No, just kidding.
I thought you were going to say if you had a realtor who took cookies as a
bribe. Yeah, then you might need to find another realtor. Yes. Okay. Last question, and I think both of us might want to answer this one. What investment strategy have you had the most success with? There are lots of investment strategies out there, and I will just say this. I don't know if I've had enough experience to have like a proven strategy that I use, but we'll say this. There is no such thing as a get-rich-quick investment strategy. So if you are out there and you think you're going to make a quick buck by just doing this whatever scheme, whatever investment, more than likely there's always a catch, or else everybody in the whole world would be doing that thing. So when you're investing, think long term. Think, is this going to be a good investment down the road if I don't make a lot of money on it on the short term? So always have backup plans and always look farther out than you human nature really wants you to.
That's a good one. I like that. I would say in a similar mindset, always know if you're going to invest money, there's always risk. So if you found the perfect one with no risk and you're going to make all this money, more than likely you're missing something.
Yep.
Real estate is obviously a good investment because people have proven for years and years that you can make money that way. The problem with real estate is, like so many things, it goes up and down. So are you buying when the prices are up, or are you buying when the prices crash because of the economy? If you know you're in a good buying cycle, then definitely real estate's a good investment if that's something you're good at. If you just want to invest in real estate and you have no idea what you're doing and you don't want anything to do with it, then you better have a good realtor you're working with and a good management company to take care of it for you. Obviously, there's all different types of real estate investment, but that's something you would want to talk to someone that has done that, that you trust. So if real estate's something you're interested in, which is a good option, then talk to someone you trust who has experience in real estate, and they can help you in what would fit your needs and your personality the best as far as a good investment. Right now it's kind of hard because we are in an up market. Things are selling pretty high and they're selling fast. So the chances of getting a real cheap deal is pretty slim at this point. Around here anyway. Maybe there's some areas it's not that way, but it's definitely something to check into if you like real estate. Just make sure you have a mentor or someone who can help you through that process.
Yep, for sure. Yeah, always always go for mentors in any area that you are not experienced in, especially in investing where you could lose your shirt. It's always good to get somebody who can who knows more about it than you do and has lost their shirt first, so that you're not walking around shirtless, and then that would be embarrassing. So, yeah, get a mentor.
Wow.
All right, that's the end of our questions.
All right, we're moving on to our highlighted listings. We have a couple to share with you.
You can do yours. No, you can go for it.
Okay, I'm going to share a home on Gilmore Road. And those of you on Facebook see a picture.
We have the wrong.
And it's not the picture I would have picked.
We'll just move that off real quick.
It's kind of blurry on our screen. So Instagram, you're not really missing anything because it looks kind of blurry on there to me. Yeah, it's like... It's like got lines through it. But anyway,
Who was the photographer?
This is a nice home. That wasn't my thing. That was not my picture. This is a nice home on 11.76 acres. It is 3 bedrooms, 2 baths. It has 1,968 square feet. And it's definitely one that if you're looking for a little farm or a place to raise a family that has room, this is the one you'd want to look at. It has a pole barn with it, and the pole barn is a 50 by 34. It has a little outbuilding, plus it has a 2-car attached garage. This is a very nice home. It has standing seam metal roof, which is really nice. And it's one of those that you just need to see to understand what all is involved in this home. And is right next to Monroe County. So it is in Owen County, but it's just minutes from Monroe County. So it's one that you might want to check out if you're looking for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with the potential to add more bedrooms. There's a full, there's a pretty good sized basement that you could add some bedrooms if you wanted to also.
There you go.
So check that out, 4128 Gilmore Road for $350,000.
There you go. And the other property that we have is just land and some pole barns. This is over on State Road 157. It's 9409 South State Road 157 Clay City address.
Yep.
It's got 27 and a half acres. We've got it listed for $149.9. It does have 2 pole barns, one that's 34 by 46, and then one that is 23 by 42. And the one has a, it's 2-story, it's got a loft, and then it's also got a 10 by 8 run-in shed, and the pasture is fenced in as well. So the whole 27 and a half acres is fenced in. So. Definitely, if you're looking for an area to raise some cattle, as you can see there in the picture, we got a cow posing for the picture. But if you're looking for some farmland, some pasture land, and some barns in the Clay City area, this is definitely one you'll want to check out.
All right. We're ready for ending quotes, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay, you doing yours first or am I?
Oh, you can do yours.
Okay, mine is, failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough. And that's by Og Mandino.
Ooh, Og.
Oh, Og.
Old Oggy. All right. Failure. Okay, can you say that again? Wait, can you say that again? I kind of was spacing out.
Failure will never overtake me if my determination to succeed is strong enough.
There you go. That is good. That's a good one.
Hey, Og, when Ethan says it's a good one, you have made it.
All right, mine is by Charles Kettering. Said, if you want to kill any idea in the world, get a committee working on it. I thought that was funny.
That's pretty realistic.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. So, anyways, don't send your ideas to the committee, and we'll see you next week here at Keith Reality TV.
Have a good week, everyone. Thank you for tuning in, and post any questions.
Yep. Sure, we'll answer them. See you guys.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithreality.net. That's questions@keithreality.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.